instead of canceling, I reinvented the University of Rhode Island Guitar Festival and made it an online festival. And we had artists pre-record, in some cases, live stream from places as far as South Africa. So it was a scary time. It was unpredictable. It was spontaneous. But at the same time, those are the things that I think drive us as musicians to become even better. We thrive off of that, not knowing what it's going to be like at your next concert or in the next moment. And so I think reinvention was the name of the game.
So tell us, with this festival that's coming up, what people can expect from the festival, but also from you.
7 years ago, I could take one breath and tell you in one breath about everything. But the festival has grown exponentially from a 1 day to a 4 day festival, and next year a 5 day festival. This year, the pillars of the festival include six concerts, nine master classes in which students and aficionados can take classes from world-class artists in a low-key environment. There'll be lectures, technique workshops, and for the first time ever, we will have a Rising Stars Young Guitarist program, which is geared to guitar students ages 7 to 17, and which will focus on musicianship, ensemble training, and just having a fun time.
That was Adam Levin, founder and director of the 7th annual URI Guitar Festival. One of the players who'll be performing is Cuban-born René Izquierdo. He currently teaches at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and he spoke with me about what he'll be performing at the event. But he started by telling me the story of how he originally became interested in performing guitar.
Well, my father always loved guitar. He actually studied a little bit when he was young, even though he graduated later from biology. And my mother was a ballerina in the Cuban ballet. I remember my father, he was pretty smart. He did a pretty subtle. He took me to a concert, I believe it was 1982, of the Greek guitarist Kostas Kotsiolis. And I remember being kind of bored there because there's one person there playing music, not much for a kid. But then he played a piece called The Black Decameron by Leo Brouwer. And I remember having goosebumps with that piece. And immediately when we got out of the concert, I told my father, I want to play guitar. I want to be able to do to others what just happened to me. And well, I got a guitar later on. My mother was not really on board because she understands as a ballerina, like the life of an artist, that is a constant endeavor through looking through perfection. Which it doesn't exist. So, but, you know, I've been playing guitar already. Well, I started when I was 10 or 9, playing, you know, little, and then I started getting serious when I was 14.
You are one of the world's most renowned classical guitarists. How do you keep growing?
That's a very interesting question. You know what I found later in life? The harder things to do is to stay motivated, because when you reach certain peak, then what's next? And the truth is, I find motivation through my students, because I see them working hard, and I particularly keep working hard myself, so I serve as an example to them of what their future life is going to be, because I don't want them to come to me and tell me, so I have X amount of classes, I don't have time to do this, and I tell them in rebuttal right there, it's like, well, I also have to teach all day, and I have to have a performing career and travel around the world, and you got to make it work. you got to prioritize. So what helps me is my students, the youth, being in contact with youth, and, you know, the desire to take the world by a storm is always something inspiring, I should say. Plus, you know, you're never done learning in music. And there's much music to be discovered yet, not only by all composers, all dead composers, but also by many new ones.
What can we expect at your appearance at the URI Guitar Festival?
Well, I was planning to do a program of Cuban music and Spanish music, but I'm going to be sharing the concert with Andrea González Caballero, a very young and talented guitarist from Spain. So I'm going to do music from the 19th century Cuban piano repertoire arranged for guitar, as well as many traditional folk pieces from Cuba. So I'm going to end up doing a whole 45-minute half of Cuban music, and then Andrea will come and play Spanish music.